Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
He's here with the family.
Oh, I love it.
That's okay.
So we'll keep him close by.
That's good. Love that. Down to you, Bertie.
Sakes, we are the Good Luck Charm officially now. We're all smiling. Gee, it was nerve-wracking at the end there. What sort of things were going through your mind? I mean, there's not much you can control deep in the last quarter when, you know, team's coming hard at you, but what sort of things were you thinking at that point in time? Sort of the ball goes over one of your players' heads, they miss the mark, they grab the loose ball and have a shot on goal.
Yeah, that wasn't great, was it? It sort of summed up the second half for us. We just, weren't quite at our best. And to the credit of Leopold, I thought their pressure was huge in the second half. And they played a really smart style and we played pretty silly. But yeah, it was probably a good thing to get behind. I thought it sort of changed a little bit of the attitude of Leopold and it got our guys, to chase the game a little bit. So I was really happy with our last sort of 10 minutes. We gritted it, gritted the teeth and some really good contested stuff to, pepper the goals, and finally Big Fridge took a mark and kicked truly. And then, we didn't throw anyone behind the ball. We just tried to score another goal ourselves, to be honest, and just tried to do it that way, which is a bit, like you say, nerve-wracking. But thought our guys stood up well late. And, not our best day, but a great win.
But a win like that is, you would almost say that's a perfect tune-up as you head into finals. To have a close one like that, every game's going to be pretty hot and teams are going to come late and, it's going to be a hot footy. So it's a really good tune-up leading into finals. We will mention that word because surely you've locked away a spot now. So, ideal in terms of that.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure exactly what's happened today, but in terms of other results. But, we think it is a good tune-up. There's some guys that haven't played much senior footy today that got exposed to a really tough contested battle. And, what I liked and what we'll review pretty heavily, I think, is that the game style, like it was on our terms for a lot and then it got on their terms and we struggled to sort of wrestle it back. So also a lot of missed opportunities for us. I think we had a heap more scoring shots and inside 50s and that sort of thing. So, good tactical battle as well as a good battle on field for the players.
So thanks for joining us. Sometimes you've just got to find a way, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That was what today was. Like, I never felt super worried, but, we just couldn't connect forward to the centre in the second half. So we just kept giving them chances and their talent, which we spoke about. We knew it was if we're going to get done, it was through their really top end talent. And they played some really good footy, the top end guys, late, all day really. But it was not our best Kingy, but like I said, Big Fridge takes a mark and slots one. He's not normally the most reliable kick, but he was clutch when it mattered and a big 4 points.
We gave Kobe George, our Leopold Sporty's player of the day, and you wouldn't say he was the most outstanding player on the ground, but the backstory to get back to playing footy, but then just at key moments be involved, you would have been wrapped for him.
Really happy for him. He just looked a bit of different gravy, didn't he? Like he was a bit limited with his match time and his fitness and all that stuff, but he just moved so well, and we just hope we can play a bit of a part in him getting back to the high level and beyond, because he's such a special talent. We're really happy for him.
Sakes, congratulations. The one that I love watching in his development, and because you're such a tall team, you're able to play Eli Pierce on the ball. I think there's just such a positive for you and your team to be able to play him. He looks as fit as he's ever looked, and he had a crack today.
Yeah, he did. He's a bit of a victim of his own flexibility that sometimes he gets thrown around a bit, but if he can play mid, and he's still learning the craft a bit, but today he would have had a heap of the footy, and we tried to go head-to-head with their mids. They were, they probably got us on stoppage score, but I thought Eli and the rest of the mids held their own and had some patches where they looked really dangerous, and Eli's, I think we started him forward in the second half, and he looked dangerous. Yeah, we'd love two of him.
And something that I haven't asked you before, but I wonder, you are such a tall team, which is in this competition is not the norm. Was that by design from a recruiting perspective, or has it just occurred and you've then had to actually mould the game style around how the team's set up?
It's certainly, like, we feel if we go too tall, it does hurt us. So we brought in some smaller guys this week. Last week we were too tall.
Yep.
We've had some bad losses where you look back and go, we just haven't been able to pressure the ball because of our height. But on top of that, like, the other side of the coin is if we take some marks and kick the ball a bit better, then it's really hard to to stop. So early on it looked so dangerous with our tools up there. But, as the game went on, we got a bit tighter and Yeah, wouldn't say it's by design, but, you know, the 6 foot four boys don't get too much smaller, as evidenced by that late goal.
Absolutely.
Did you just sniff finals before I throw you to Matty Dowling? Not in terms of being their sakes, but just day like today, you go, geez, I hope we get this at West in September.
As in the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, can you do something to try and make that happen? I'd be the happiest man in Geelong. It's the league is so good. It's such good footy week to week. Weather plays its part, right? But if we can get some good weather in finals in the GFNL, the spectacle for the fans, it would be just incredible. It's a shame the weather plays its part sometimes.
You were pretty blessed, though, to play in a lot of 25-degree days with Lavington.
On big open fields and no wind. Yes, exactly. It's different stuff here, but we'll cross our fingers. We're probably due for a good September, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Would have thought.
No wind. That'd be great.
Mm. No wind.
Dallow.
Sakes, at the start of the game, you mentioned you had a really good hot start, especially the first quarter, and it came off the back of how you were moving the footy with some speed. Mm. Did you guys make a conscious effort today to come in and play that game style, which is somewhat maybe a little bit different to your high and uncontested mark style of game usually?
Well, it probably goes... Yeah, we did. Probably goes back to the talls. We thought we could expose them a little bit forward of the centre with our height. So it was just about, let's get it in there. And that worked pretty well. But then, we butchered some stuff inside 50, Dowler. So it sort of became our Achilles heel a little bit. But we definitely planned to get it in there quickly. And when we did that, got it to ground, we pressured really well. The first quarter and a bit looked great for us, but then I think we just took the foot off the pedal. They increased their work rate and made it into the game that it was.
And I thought your forwards, well, really your whole team, but your forwards especially joined in with team defence really well today, and there are a number of rundown tackles that forced turnover and got the ball back in your hands.
Yeah, spot on. I think Zach Lamb's, his tackling was great.
Yeah.
It's an area we pride ourselves on, but we struggled a little bit in the last month, probably since the bye. So there was a huge focus on that. Ball's got to get to ground for that to happen, but I thought that was really telling. I think the game was they scored from stoppage and we scored from turnover. We just weren't able to execute late to sort of kick away. We could never get sort of five or six goals up. It always stayed within that 20-point range.
And with the big next couple of games coming up, you've got Newtown next week. It's obviously another really good test heading into what is a really important 6 weeks ahead.
Yeah, it is. We'll have a look at how the ladder and all that stuff settles off today's results. But I think we just had a quick count there, and there's probably 8 or 9 guys that'll come back in the next 2 weeks. So it's going to be important to blend them in the right way and be cautious. But also, we've got to win a few games of footy to make sure we are there. So it's an interesting time of the year, and they're good problems to have.
Mm. Who's the first of that lot for St John of God that you hope to get back injury-wise?
There's a few, but I think we'll get Pearson back, McWaters, Hollard, maybe Hamish Lucas.
Yep.
The week after that, it'll be Fred Lucas, Jake Nihill, Jack Sars is back then. That's 7. There's one or two others that escape me, but I actually wrote a list before because I always forget this stuff. But, if we can blend them in, just keep in form and reach the finals, then I think we've got a bye that last week, which could be handy. And then really set our sights on it.
Yeah, very good. Is that the bye that others have maybe questioned that you were able to manipulate the fixture, Shakes? Have you heard that whisper around town?
That would be the first time a fixture's been kind to us for a couple of years, that would be. But anyway, fortune favours the brave.
Manipulate away,
well played.
Sakes, that's 2 in a row on K-Rock footy.
Yes.
It's a good feeling, isn't it? It would have been a lot different if, Shane clunks that last one. But, winners are grinners. Thank you.
Well done, Sakes. Congratulations. We'll see you in September.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.